recommended depth to drive your car away. When I was in the Holy Land, we visited a kibbutz on the west side of the Sea of Galilee near Tiberias. Their prized possession in this kibbutz, encased in glass, was a first century wooden boat that had been uncovered as the waters of the sea receded due to the drought. My first impression of this boat, which they said was very typical for the time of Jesus and his disciples, was that it was so very small and narrow, not much more than a canoe. I could well imagine the terror of the disciples in this little craft. When our group went out in a much larger boat later that morning, the Sea of Galilee was dead calm. Nestled in the mountains beyond the Golan Heights was Syria, straight ahead of us, and the Mount of Beatitudes and Capernaum off to our left or the north. We were told the sea is notorious for unpredictable weather, for sudden and dramatic wind squalls. I was trying to imagine what the disciples felt, battered about by the wind and the waves, and remembered a number of times when I have been in peril on the water. Once, when I was on an overnight canoe trip at a summer camp where I worked just out of high school, we were canoeing down the scenic St. Croix River. A storm was blowing in, but we happened just then to be on a part of the river where there was no place to land, with high rock cliffs on both sides. We tried to stay near the shore, but the waves were pushing us dangerously close to the rocks. Then we started to see lightning off in the distance, and here we were sitting in superconductor metal canoes. Terrible. Finally, we spotted an island, which was a sandbar lily, and signaled to the other canoes to head for that. I was paddling so hard that there was a wake behind. Just as we were about to land, lightning struck a poplar tree on the island where we were heading. The flash blinded us, and the noise was a deafening explosion. Large chunks of freshly exploded tree were falling all around our canoe. We covered our heads, and the kids were screaming. Still, it was safer to land on the island and get off the river. And Jerry and I, my co-counselor and I, assured the kids that lightning never strikes twice in the same place, which may or may not be true. Who knows? We huddled on shore until the storm passed us by. Truly, I cannot count the times I have been in some kind of peril on the water or in the mountains, hiking with hypothermia, windsurfing, kayaking, even being charged by a moose, and later being chased by a bear. My mother used to say my guardian angel was overworked. So I turned to apologizing to my guardian angel, and I also stopped telling my mom these stories because she worried too much. But my love and fascination of the great outdoors never waned. The gospel today is a metaphor for our lives. Like the disciples of old, we are often in peril. Sometimes we are acutely aware. Sometimes we are sort of numb to it and press on, or go about our lives in spite of the renewed threat of nuclear war, in spite of the dire signs of climate change. Feel grateful and perhaps safe in Tacoma while northern Spokane burns in a fiery inferno. Life is dangerous. We have no need to go looking for trouble or tempt fate, as Peter seems to do in today's gospel. He says to Jesus, "If it is really you." So even after Jesus said, "Take heart, it is I," Peter is not sure it is Jesus. our most fervent prayer. Maybe there isn't a God. We say, if it is really you, even though there is ample evidence throughout our lives that Jesus is with us. Like Peter, we are this complicated mixture of bravery and fear, of faith and doubt. Lord, save me. When trouble comes, we might say, why me? But why not me, and instead someone else? Sometimes I think it is truly a wonder, remarkable and amazing, that with all our near misses, any one of us lives past the age of 12. Think for a moment about the near misses in your life. Jesus says to his disciples, take heart, it is I. Repeatedly, Jesus says, do not be afraid. I am with you to the end. Always, Jesus offers peace, shalom, because he understood well the frail human condition and that we could easily become overwhelmed by fear. When Peter is sinking and in mortal danger, he cries, Lord, save me. And Jesus grabs his arm. What is the takeaway of today's gospel story? Our lives in every moment and with every breath and heartbeat are always in the hands of God. Even and most particularly when our life on earth is coming to an end. Up until that point in this life, we are encouraged to take heart. With strength and courage, with gladness and singleness of heart, we are called over the tumult of the wild and restless sea to keep our moral compass and bearing pointed toward Jesus, to trust in God who created us, who knows when we sit and when we stand, who discerns our thoughts even before we have them, who witnesses all our near misses, who knows well our mortal danger, and who countless times had offered a steadying hand. God indeed knows the peril we face. In the midst of danger and every kind of strife, Jesus calls us to take heart, to have courage, to trust in God, and also to live fully, to love without reservation, and to give without wanting anything in return. And when necessary, when it becomes too much for us, it is perfectly acceptable to cry out, Lord, save me.